I really didn't believe it until the very second the news broke and it became official. So that's where I'm at as a White Sox.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, buddy.
Good phone call.
You know, what's funny is a lot of people didn't believe it. It was thought of as a joke, and we had people on the air here on the Score ridicule Bob Nightingale over bringing the name up.
Yeah,
and then never apologizing.
And then it happened, and
not
you know what?
Names.
I think what Jeff's saying is that, you know, if you're going to overreach for your manager, you might as well overspend for your free agents. You're Jerry Reinsdorf. You want to win, and you want to win now. There's no time like the present to prove it and to change the subject. Go out and overspend for Trevor Bauer. Make a pitch for George Springer. Get it done.
it would bring a lot of forgiveness.
Yeah. Bye.
Oh, well done. What a great hire. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
Danny Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on the Score.
When do the Bears get their Tua? When do the Bears get their Kyler Murray? When do the Bears get their Joe Burrow? Forget Lamar Jackson or Pat Mahomes or Deshaun Watson. Can they just have representative, modern NFL offense? All we get is dysfunction and wasted seasons.
Listen to Danny Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Radio.com Sports Station.
The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the perfect way to set any holiday vibe at the push of a button. With over 30 cocktails, ciders, brews, and more, just put in the pod and press start. Now through November 9th, use code THANKS at DrinkWorks.com to save 25% off your order. That's 25% off your order with code THANKS. Better than the Black Friday offer. Stay holiday ready with the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig. Visit DrinkWorks.com today. Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Use under license. Please enjoy responsibly. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
This Sunday will truly be a Sunday like no other with this weekend's major golf tournament. Maybe you've heard it's in a rain delay right now, along with both pro and college football. There will be no shortage of action, and DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of all of that action with so many different ways for you to make it rain. If you haven't tried the app yet, head over to the App Store now because you do not want to miss this. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right. You bet they cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. There is so much going on, people. Also, check out the odds boost for golf odds boost. Unbelievable stuff. Get great odds on who you think is going to win, who you think is going to hit the fairway on that first time off the tee box at the Masters. It can be a little bit nerve-wracking, maybe this year a little bit different with no fans in attendance in Augusta, Georgia. Here's what we want you to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app. Do it now. Use that promo code Chicago when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet they cover up to $100 when you use that promo code Chicago during sign-up for a limited time only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credit. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for those details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling referral services can be accessed by calling 800-GAMBLER, 800-426-2537.
This weekend, visit JCPenney for TGI Black Friday. Get the same Black Friday prices just earlier on thousands of new deals before they're gone. Score the absolute best savings with this week's extra 30% off coupon. Use it to get select men's St. John's Bay sweaters for 60% off. Or shop now to reserve your fine jewelry to get Black Friday prices up to 80% off before the rush. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid 11/13 to 11/15. Conditions and exclusions apply. Pick up reserve fine jewelry on or after 11/20. See store or jcp.com for details.
Lyrics inspired by State Farm's surprisingly great rates.
But my rates like that, they're great like that, drive safe like that, I save like that, straight up facts, great rates.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life is beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalie Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New Thursday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
This segment is brought to you by New Outlook Window and Gutter Cleaning.
CBS Monday. It's the season premiere of All Rise. LA's newest Superior Court judge is changing the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
The season premiere of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by the season premiere of Bull. CBS Monday at 9, 8 Central.
The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the perfect way to set any holiday vibe at the push of a button. With over 30 cocktails, ciders, brews, and more, just put in the pod and press start. Now through November 9th, use code THANKS at DrinkWorks.com to save 25% off your order. That's 25% off your order with code THANKS. Better than the Black Friday offer. Stay holiday ready with the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig. Visit DrinkWorks.com today. Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Use under license. Please enjoy responsibly. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
So, question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life. It's beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalee Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New Thursday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
Order. Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order.
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I want winners.
Mully at Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bet Rivers presents You Better You Bet. Countdown to kickoff this Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. with Danny Parkins and Ross Tucker and, of course, Nick Costos. And Nick joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Morning, Nick.
Mully and Hall, great to be on with you guys and, of course, the great people of Chicago on this glorious, not just football Thursday, guys, but Masters Thursday over in rainy Augusta, Georgia. How are we doing today?
Yeah, are you playing the Masters, Nick? Because we had a discussion this morning.
What an insulting question.
Of course you are.
Of course I'm playing the Masters. Come on.
Of course.
Yeah. Who are you playing?
Oh, man. How much time do we got here? There's a lot of bets. I guess we could kind of roll through just some outrights that I like at the top of the board here, where I think only maybe five or six guys have teed off already, so a lot of bets are still able to be put in. I want to start with Bryson DeChambeau, who's the odds-on favorite to win the Masters, around plus 750 over at Bet Rivers. I am fading Bryson DeChambeau, which means in gambling parlance, I am betting against him or not betting on him. So here's kind of the thought process behind fading Bryson DeChambeau. I certainly acknowledge that he can win this tournament, that he could quote-unquote break the math at Augusta National, which is more difficult than when he did it at Winged Foot, but we acknowledge that it's a possibility. I mean, he's fantastic, and he seems to be onto something with his novel approach, right, to playing the game of golf in 2020. But I also think that with that novel approach comes a dose of volatility where he could potentially win the tournament, and again, I'm not insinuating he can't win or won't win, but I also think there's a chance that he completely implodes and finishes, down the leaderboard. I think that is also a distinct possibility. So when we're talking about the guys that I like to call the killers, right, at the top of the leaderboard, your DJs, your JTs, your Rahms, your Rorys, along with Bryson, I would rather play all those guys in head-to-head matchups against Bryson DeChambeau, and that includes Xander Schauffele, who's Mr. Consistent. Xander never wins events, but is always in contention. So I played all those guys in head-to-head matchups over Bryson. Now, out of that group of killers, the guy that I like the most to win this tournament is John Rahm. I think Rahm is really trending up here. He checks off every single box that you're looking for heading into this event here. So Rahm is my favorite. Have an outright on John Rahm. Have a bunch more when we head down the board. Patrick Cantlay checks all the boxes. Hideki Matsuyama checks all the boxes. I did bet Jordan Spieth because, you know, that's kind of an emo pick for me because I love Spieth and I kind of want him to get rolling here. Although, it is worth noting, Spieth has a better per-round average at Augusta National than the great Jack Nicklaus. Spieth is literally the greatest Masters Augusta course player in the history of the tournament. So if there would be one course to turn Jordan Spieth around, I think it would be Augusta. Also worth noting, Spieth in 2015, 16, and 18 was the first-round leader at Augusta National. Keep that in mind for your first-round leader bets. And one long shot that I did bet, Cam Smith at 80-1 at Bet Rivers, has a couple good finishes at Augusta under the belt, played very well over the last couple months here, so he checks off all the boxes as well for a long shot bet. Cam Smith around 80-1 at Bet Rivers.
That's great stuff, and I think Mully had picked Rahm as well, so you guys are like-minded.
Great minds. Let's go, baby.
Either great minds or fools never differ. You take your pick.
We'll find out. You're betting on the Mercurial Spaniard. Maybe it melts down this weekend at Amen Corner. Hopefully we won't see that, guys.
You know, Nick, congratulations on your new deal, by the way. I think that's great news for all
your
listeners out there. It's terrific news for you as well. But let's get on to Week 10. So tonight, the Colts and the Titans, they play. They get started. Do you like anything in that game? And then looking ahead at the NFL schedule.
Well, I think this game is really tough from a spread perspective. And, you know, my co-host Ken Barkley, Lockie Lockerson, and I said on Monday on You Better You Bet, 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern weekdays on the Radio.com app, 3 to 7 Central time, that when this line opened, Tennessee minus 2.5, we were hoping to get a 3 with the Indianapolis Colts. Of course, that did not happen. And now the Colts are either a pick 'em, it's a pick, or the Colts are a short favorite right now over at Bet Rivers for tonight's game. I do think the Colts come into this game in better standing than the Titans do. I think the Titans, as the season goes on, will prove out to be the better team. But I think right now, it's a tough week, a short week for the Titans to catch the Colts on with the Colts' great defense. Tennessee just activated Adoree Jackson, their number one cornerback, off injured reserve. But he is not going to play in tonight's game. Hasn't played all season. And I think that once Adoree gets up to speed, I think it's going to make a major difference for the Titans and a terrible secondary coming down the stretch of the season. So a slight lean for me towards the Colts tonight, even at the current number, but I'll give you some props right now that the Prop King is considering, and we will give Ken and I will give our full picks on You Better You Bet tonight, and I will shamelessly self-promote. We literally went 8-for-9 with all our picks for Monday Night Football, Patriots and Jets, so, you know, hopefully we'll continue that, or we won't. But some props that I'm looking at for tonight, I like all the Colts pass catchers here against a terrible Titans secondary. Tough to trust any of these Colts running backs because Wilkins, Hines, and Taylor all seemingly alternate, so I think they'll have success on the ground. It's hard to pin down which one we like the most, though. So for the Colts, Michael Pittman, the rookie second-rounder out of USC. You might have missed it last week because they only scored 10 points. He's back in the lineup for Indy. 7 targets last week. Marcus Johnson, who in the absence of T.Y. Hilton, operating in that Hilton role as the deep threat. Also 7 targets last week. T.Y. Hilton going to be back playing in tonight's game apparently here. All have very low yardage over-under totals over at Bet Rivers in like the low 30s. I think I'm going to go over on all three guys. Michael Pittman, Marcus Johnson, T.Y. Hilton for Phillip Rivers against an atrocious Swiss cheese hole-ridden Tennessee Titans secondary tonight in the Music City.
All right, the Bears play Monday. We have no idea how to feel about this game, and Bet Rivers has the Vikings as a 3-point favorite. Would you make any kind of move on that? Are you waiting to see anything? What's your thoughts on Monday night?
I hate to say this, and I feel like I say it with you guys a lot when I come on here, and I'm not just doing it because I'm on with the great people of Chicago. Guys, God help my soul. I like the Bears on Monday night. I do. As a three-point home underdog in primetime here. There are a couple things we know, right? Minnesota has a great rushing offense. Dalvin Cook looking like a legitimate MVP candidate, the best running back in football. The Bears, though, we have to say, are a very good defense, right? And they've been good recently at stopping the run. Held Derrick Henry down last week. Certainly didn't let, and I'm not telling you guys in the audience anything they don't know, certainly didn't lose the game last week to Tennessee based on the efforts of their defense, specifically the run defense. So I'm not saying or insinuating they can completely hold Dalvin Cook down, but I don't think this is going to be like a 200-yard rushing game for Dalvin Cook. And then the Vikings secondary is all sorts of brutal. The Lions were unable to take advantage of it last week because Kenny Galladay's out, then Stafford gets concussed. I think that if there were ever a matchup for Nick Foles to really get it going, I think it would be this one against the Minnesota Vikings. The secondary is absolutely brutal. They have no pass rush with Danielle Hunter out for the year and Yannick Ngakoue now in Baltimore. I think Foles is going to be operating in mostly clean pockets here, even given the state of Chicago's offensive line. I think this is a great spot for Allen Robinson. I think Darnell Mooney could potentially get loose. A little Anthony Miller as well here. I like the Bears right now. Now, I will say, I will fully handicap this game on Monday with all my props. I do reserve the right to change my mind. But I think, guys, I think I'm going to be playing the Bears on Monday night plus the 3 points.
Nick, general question. When you look at the history of the Vikings and the fact that they're 2-10 in their last 12 trips to Soldier Field, do you factor that in at all when you're evaluating this game this season?
Don't care at all. And I don't want people to care at all when they see things like that. And I know, like, it's like, you know, buzzword kind of trendy stuff that sounds good. It sounds smart, but it actually means nothing. It's like all filler, no substance there. Because, like, we failed to take into account, like, I feel like at least one of those games was like a Week 17 game that meant absolutely nothing to either team, where you could have quarterback injuries. Like, things like that are like, it's like, well, you know, Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer is, you know, 5-1 against the spread in the last Monday night games he's played when the temperature's been in between 61 and 66 degrees with the wind in between 7 and 9 miles per hour. Like, these things mean absolutely nothing. Like, you have to consider context here. So, I mean, unless it's a trend you give me where I'm like, okay, we can, like, legitimately apply that here and, like, it actually makes a modicum of sense, I would really urge people just, like, have a discerning eye and ear when you read and listen to trends like that and ask yourself, does that matter at all for the game that I'm about to place my hard-earned money on?
Nick, great stuff as always. Appreciate it, bud.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you guys, and wishing you guys, and of course, the great listeners in Chicago for 670 The Score, Minimal Sweats, Winning Bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Beautiful. That is our guy, Nick Costos, at Bet Rivers presents You Better You Bet. Countdown to kickoff this Sunday between 8 and 9 a.m. with Danny Parkins and Ross Tucker, and we will be talking to our dear, beloved figure that he is, Dan Bernstein, in just a couple minutes. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Coming up today at noon, it's the Lawrence Holmes Show, live from Chicago and talking Bears.
And Matt Nagy is, every week, when the concept of play calling comes up, he tells you the exact same thing. Why don't things change? Why doesn't your offense work and hasn't worked since the end of 2018?
Don't trust anyone else with your Bears info. It's got to be Lawrence Holmes, live from Chicago, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's midday home for Bears fans.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. They're an iconic duo like salt and pepper, a hammer and a nail, or the holidays and awkward hugs. You can't get one without the other. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales price does not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/20.
This weekend, visit JCPenney for TGI Black Friday. Get the same Black Friday prices just earlier on thousands of new deals before they're gone. Score the absolute best savings with this week's extra 30% off coupon. Use it to get select men's St. John's Bay sweaters for 60% off. Or shop now to reserve your fine jewelry to get Black Friday prices up to 80% off before the rush. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid 11/13 to 11/15. Conditions and exclusions apply. Pick up reserve fine jewelry on or after 11/20. See store or jcp.com for details.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
State Farm, prices made just for you. That's what I said now. Prices that surprise you. Just go ahead now. Keep that money in your pockets. And that's on bread now. Save up, maybe one day buy a rocket. Just get a quote now.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So, question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have 2 kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need 2?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life is beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalie Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New Thursday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
CBS Monday
It's the season premiere of All Rise. LA's newest Superior Court judge is changing the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
The season premiere of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by the season premiere of Bull. CBS Monday at 9, 8 Central.
CBS Monday. Cedric the Entertainer and Max Greenfield star in The Neighborhood.
Did Malcolm say what he did to get arrested?
It was being black in America.
I'm filing a complaint. Where's the suggestion box?
I'm gonna organize a protest.
You're supposed to use your head.